The word dinosaur literally means terrible lizard. And now scientists have discovered that the terrible lizards had terrible diseases, too. They say they've identified the first case of malignant cancer in a dinosaur bone.
This dino was a plant eater adorned with a spiky shield on its head and a huge horn, like a triceratops, but with one big horn instead of three.
And its leg bone had an interesting history. It was dug up in 1989 by a crew from the Royal Tyrrell Museum in Canada, but it just sat in the museum's cabinets.
Until 2017, when a team of enterprising scientists showed up, led by David Evans of the Royal Ontario Museum.
We basically went on a hunt for dinosaur cancer. And I said, well, our best chance would be to go to the Tyrrell Museum and sort through their cabinets of pathological dinosaur bones.
Evans says they scanned hundreds of specimens, the remains of a herd of plant-eating dinosaurs wiped out by a flood some 76 million years ago. Here's Evans' colleague, Mark Crowther.
It's basically like a smorgasbord of bones, and you can walk through it and look for ones that are pathologically abnormal.
And of the hundreds of bones we looked at, we identified this one bone as being a potential for cancer.
Next, they brought in orthopedic surgery resident Sepper Ektiardi to investigate.
The approach we took in this case was very similar to how we approach a patient that comes in with a new tumor and we don't know what kind of tumor it is.
The team took CT scans, studied the bone's cellular structure, and compared it to human cancer.
And their conclusion? The animal had aggressive, malignant bone cancer. That dino diagnosis appears in the journal The Lancet Oncology.
Evan says the cancer gives us clues to how the dinosaurs lived.
The fact that this animal wasn't actually killed by a cancer or killed by tyrannosaurs, it was killed by a flood, suggests that it was basically the cancer was allowed to progress to the stage that it did because of that safety and numbers of the herd that it lived in.
And he says this might soften our perception of dinosaurs too.
We often think of dinosaurs as sort of mythical, powerful creatures. And I think this discovery really underscores the fact that they can be afflicted by diseases that we see around us today, even horrible, fatal cancers. And in an odd way, it brings them even more back to life.
One thing's for sure, this is only going to complicate the debate over what really killed the dinosaurs.